This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Students and their tuition-paying relatives look at admissions season with a mix of anticipation and dread. Nails are bitten, palms get sweaty. It's almost like when they announce the last song at a middle school dance. But you know what's weird? Colleges and universities are starting to feel the same way. And the evidence is in how college admissions offices manage their growing bevy of social media accounts. From our technology and education project Learning Curve, Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
It's college tour season, and everyone's a reviewer on Twitter.
Worst college tour ever.
As much as I liked UIC, I probably had the worst and least informed tour guide imaginable.
Okay, so my college tour guide for UCSB was kind of like the biggest babe ever to exist.
All that sharing, bad and babelicious.
Institutions of higher education are most definitely reviewing that to find out how they are being evaluated.
Jeff Fuller is the director of student recruitment for the University of Houston and the president of the National Association for College Admission Counseling. He says if a kid has a bad experience on campus, an engaged admissions officer can respond fast before a nasty tweet dings a school's reputation.
More and more colleges are hiring folks to manage their social media to make sure that they do remain current in what's being discussed and happening and talked about.
UNC Chapel Hill's admissions office has a small army working on social media, including Ashley Memory.
We have two blogs, we have multiple Facebook accounts, we have a Twitter account, we have an Instagram account.
She says there's a little risk involved in having all these open forums. There will always be disappointed applicants. But the office's primary job, and that of all college admissions officers on social media, is convincing kids to apply and to come to their school. Gabe Santi is in the admissions office at Michigan State. He said admissions officers also answer a lot of basic student questions.
Whereas before they may have picked up the phone and called our office, or they may have sent our office an email, or they may have sought it out the answer for themselves online, now a lot of times they may just post it on our Facebook wall or they may just tweet at us.
Like an exchange yesterday, when an applicant tweeted, "Can Michigan State tell me if I got accepted or not already? #impatient. The office tweeted back, "Thanks for your patience," redirecting the student's frustration while letting her know they care. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.